Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Chemistry Made Easy, an illustrated study guide for students to easily learn chemistry. By NEDU is designed as a friendly bridge between intimidating chemistry textbooks and the practical understanding students need for classes and exams. Instead of treating chemistry as a list of formulas to memorize, the book presents core ideas in a simplified, visual, and study-focused way. It aims to help learners build confidence by clarifying what the key terms mean, how common problems are approached, and why chemical rules work the way they do. As an illustrated guide, it emphasizes diagrams and structured explanations that can support both first-time learners and students who feel stuck and need a reset. The result is a compact companion for reviewing lessons, preparing for tests, and turning scattered notes into an organized picture of the subject. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, foundations, matter, measurement, and chemical thinking. A major value of an easy study guide is giving students a stable starting point, and this book focuses on the building blocks that make later topics less confusing. It introduces chemistry as the study of matter and its changes, then connects that idea to everyday categories such as elements, compounds, and mixtures. Students often struggle not because the science is impossible, but because they lack a clean mental map of definitions and units. By centering measurement skills, scientific notation, significant figures, and unit conversions, the guide supports the practical habits that chemistry requires in nearly every chapter of a course. Visual organization helps learners see how concepts relate, such as how physical properties differ from chemical properties, and how observations lead to explanations. This foundation reduces frustration later because topics like gas laws, solutions, and reaction calculations all depend on accurate units and clear definitions. For students who feel lost early in the term, this section functions like a reset that makes the rest of chemistry feel learnable. Secondly, atomic structure and the periodic table as a pattern system. Chemistry becomes far easier when the periodic table is treated as a pattern tool rather than a chart to memorize. The book highlights the essentials of atomic structure, including protons, neutrons, and electrons, and links those parts to atomic number, mass number, and isotopes. From there, the periodic table is presented as an organized system where position predicts behavior. Students can use trends such as atomic radius, ionization energy, and electronegativity to explain why atoms form ions, why some elements are reactive, and why bonding preferences differ across groups. An illustrated approach is especially helpful for electron arrangements and valence concepts, which many learners find abstract. By emphasizing relationships like metals versus nonmetals and groups versus periods, the guide supports a more intuitive understanding that transfers to multiple topics. When students learn to read patterns, they stop relying on rote recall and start making reasonable predictions, which is exactly what exams and lab discussions often require. Thirdly, chemical bonding. From atoms to molecules and compounds, bonding is where chemistry turns from individual atoms into the structures that create real materials, and a simplified guide can make these ideas less intimidating. The book focuses on how and why atoms combine, covering ionic bonding, covalent bonding, and the role of valence electrons in forming stable arrangements to lecture in the sevels over. Students benefit from seeing how chemical formulas reflect particle ratios, charges, and shared electrons rather than viewing formulas as random letter strings. Visual explanations support topics like Lewis structures, molecular shapes, and polarity, which often determine properties such as solubility, boiling point, and conductivity. This section also helps learners connect bonding type to observable behavior, such as why salts conduct in solution or why some substances are brittle while others are flexible. By framing bonding as a logical outcome of electron behavior and electrostatic attraction, the guide turns a high memorization topic into a set of rules that can be practiced. That practice-ready structure is especially useful for homework and test problems that ask students to classify bonds, predict shapes, or infer intermolecular forces. Fourthly, reactions and stoichiometry, the math of chemistry, made manageable. Many students fear chemistry because of calculations, but reaction math becomes approachable when broken into repeatable steps. The book presents chemical equations as a language for describing change and emphasizes the meaning of balancing as conservation of atoms. From there, it builds towards stoichiometry, showing how coefficients convert between moles of reactants and products. This topic typically includes molar mass, mole-to-mole ratios, and the pathway from grams to moles and back again. An illustrated study format can help learners track what each number represents and avoid common mistakes, such as mixing up subscripts and coefficients or using the wrong conversion factor. The guide also supports real-world problem types like limiting reactants and percent yield, which measure how reactions behave outside perfect conditions. Instead of treating calculations as isolated tricks, the material encourages a consistent workflow. Identify what is given, convert to moles, use the balanced equation ratio, then convert to moles, use the balanced equation ratio, then convert to what is asked. That workflow is the difference between random guessing and confident problem solving. Lastly, solutions, acids and bases, and everyday chemistry connections. A practical study guide typically rounds out core coursework with topics students encounter in labs and daily life. And this book includes key ideas that connect chemistry to familiar experiences. It covers solution concepts such as solute, solvent, concentration, and dilution, helping learners interpret common classroom tasks like preparing mixtures or calculating concentration changes. Acids and bases are often introduced through understandable properties and foundational models, along with the role of pH as a measure used in biology, environmental science, and household products. The book also aims to tie abstract ideas to practical outcomes, reinforcing why chemistry matters beyond tests. Visual summaries can clarify concepts like dissociation, neutralization, and how indicators reveal acidity by linking these topics to real situations such as cleaning products, digestion, water quality, and simple lab reactions. Students gain motivation and memory hooks that support retention. This section is particularly helpful for learners who understand better when they can attach concepts to tangible examples, making chemistry feel less like symbols on a page and more like a toolkit for explaining the material world. In conclusion, Chemistry Made Easy, an illustrated study guide for students to easily learn. Chemistry is best for middle school through early college learners, homeschool students, and anyone returning to chemistry after a long break. It is also useful for students who understand parts of class lectures but struggle to connect topics into a coherent whole. The book can benefit a reader's life by improving scientific literacy, strengthening problem-solving habits, and building comfort with the chemical ideas that appear in health, environmental issues, cooking, and product safety. What makes it worth buying compared to many similar books is its study guide approach. It focuses on clear structure, accessible explanations, and visual support that can make review faster and more effective than rereading a dense textbook. Instead of competing with a full course text, it complements one, helping readers prepare for quizzes, practice core methods, and regain confidence. For students who want chemistry to feel understandable rather than overwhelming, it offers a practical path forward. If you would like to support NEDU, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.